Welcome to This Week in YouTube. Today, me and Lamar talk about Xbox One with YouTube. Is it here for the PS4 yet? We also talk about Google Plus possibly taking away your YouTube channel. And are you buying views on YouTube? Why, you should be shuddering in your little boots. All that next on This Week in YouTube.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in YouTube, episode 32, recorded November 23rd, 2013. YouTube on Xbox One. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy. With step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to ifixit.com/twit and enter the code TWIYT at checkout. And by Shutterstock.com. With over a million high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use offer code TWIYT1113. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll help you become a YouTube expert in no time. We cover tips for the creators like you. And of course, with me, the wonderful Lamar Wilson.
Wow. Well, okay. So now I'm a nice, attractive, older white man.
Lamar Wilson, and I realized that was wrong. It's Lamar Wilson.
Hey, but you know, if you compare me to Leo, that means that I'm coming up.
My brain is a little bit scrambled because of the Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up, and I'm going back to Austin, which means that we're actually recording this a day early on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Is that what's going on?
I thought this was Monday night.
Seems like the same show to me. So
yep, let's do it.
Yeah. So my brain is just all over the place. And let's just get straight into the swing of things. A little box was announced. I think it was a Y box. Was that?
Okay, that's so awful.
Is that the worst? Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was called an Xbox.
Oh,
so yeah, the Xbox One was released.
I do PC gaming.
Yes, you do. So just stick to that realm and you'll be just fine. The Xbox One was released, and this is the console I chose to buy. And I decided not to get a PS4 because I don't want two of this very, very similar console in my house because I wouldn't play one of them. So I really got this one because I'm a casual gamer. And I really wanted. I really was interested in the media functions. You know, connecting your cable box and all the apps that are plugged in. And I gotta say, I've been really chugging along with it, and it has a lot of good stuff in it.
And that media consumption was the big PS4 was for gamers. It seems like the Xbox is more of a device that will connect your home. So absolutely. That's what you were intrigued about.
That's what I was, you know, like I said, I'm not a hardcore gamer. I'll play Call of Duty, which some would say that's not hardcore gaming, but I'll play that occasionally. But I like fun games, and yeah, the media consumption really, as a YouTube personality, just internet personality, really interests me because you know how nice Hulu and Netflix, all those basics that everyone else has. But the cable box was really interesting, and I didn't have cable previously, and I got it purposely to. Try this out. It's been.
You're a reverse cord cutter.
Exactly.
Cord tire.
I went back. I can't guess our frame rate anymore.
No.
I went back. But the coolest thing, which is kind of why I'm leading into this, is that it wasn't until like Wednesday or Thursday of last week that Xbox and YouTube announced, oh, by the way, there will be an official YouTube app, and it's coming only right now to the Xbox One. And so that is, I actually have it on my TV right now. It's the same app that if you have a smart TV, It's the same type of app anymore. No longer is the Xbox have its own specialized looking weird YouTube app. This one is right in line with the same one that's on the Wii U.
Okay. But again, it is exclusive to the two new consoles. It's exclusive to Xbox.
Right. Yeah. Like, again, Wii U has one, and they just updated it, so it looks the same as this. But for some reason, they didn't bring it out for the PS4, which is interesting. I'm not sure what the politics behind that is, but I got to say, this, I remember on the 360 how long it would take the YouTube app to come up. This one is really seamless. Comes in really fast. And what I didn't realize, you know, all of us are talking about some weeks ago, Chromecast and how you can connect your phone and your tablet and all that. You can do the same thing with this app. You pair the device. You enter a code into your tablet or phone into the YouTube app. You pair the device, and I could play right from my phone or tablet the same way if I don't want to do it from the Xbox app itself. So that's really interesting. It's a much faster, much colorful, much just a better app in general.
And this has the Kinect integration. So you can, at any time within the app, say YouTube, and some you know, buttons will pop up, and you can use gesture-based stuff to, you know, skip forward, pause the video, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and the voice controls and everything.
Right.
But Chad, what I thought was interesting about this, and I was kind of thinking about this a couple of days ago, in your YouTube and in all of our YouTube analytics, we can see, you know, where people are viewing us from. So we have tablet view or mobile view. Now they have one called TV view. And of course, that encompasses consoles. And I'm starting to see that rise up a little bit in it. And, you know, and I know we were all complaining about comments and oh, they changed it, Google Plus and all this. But I'm wondering if they're really making this push for people to kind of lean back and just watch videos on YouTube. Is the idea of commenting and rating and all that just going to be gone? Because here's an example. I'll watch a subscription. As soon as, like, your video, I'll watch your video. As soon as it's done, it gives me a countdown, and it goes to the next video. 3, 2, 1, starts the next one, and so on. So I could just sit here like TV and watch all of my subscriptions, which is really nice if I miss a whole bunch of people's videos.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it seems to kind of also deprecate some features that YouTube already has, like the annotations. I mean, how do you hit an annotation on a YouTube video? YouTube video, on a Xbox screen. It's interesting. When I think about what YouTube wants for the future, it almost seems like Xbox isn't a part of that. They almost seem like it just doesn't seem like a fit. It seems like a fit on mobile because they've worked so hard on it. But when it comes
to the opposite,
when it comes to the consoles, I almost feel like they're like, I guess we gotta. I get it. It feels like mobile was 2 years ago, where it's like, I guess we gotta have an app. Let's go ahead and do it.
I kind of disagree with that because a couple years ago or less, YouTube came out with the actual, it was called youtube.com/leanback. And it was this whole thing on your desktop where you could do the same thing, sit back and just watch videos. Remember, Chad, YouTube, they don't care where you watch. They just want you to sit there and watch as many videos as you can watch. So if you sit there 30 minutes, like I've done on this thing, when I normally don't do that on mobile or desktop, and I'll watch through a whole bunch of videos, it's a win. So I think this is the future. They want to mimic TV so bad. They want to be TV so bad. And if I could sit here and watch 30 minutes to an hour of YouTube videos, that is a win. I strongly think they'd rather have this than people, you know, worrying about comments. And that's why I think they fixed the comments and all that, because there's going to be 80% that's probably going to always be on the desktop.
And you can't even comment on.
You can't. Like if I had my phone out if I had my phone out on my tablet out, I could go to the video and comment.
Right.
If I really wanted to. But there's a lot of times I'll sit here and watch videos and I have not commented or rated, but I like them. But they're flying by.
I would say that obviously we know that YouTube really wants more professional content, and I think that they want to promote the idea of a lean back experience. I just don't think it will ever have traction. In its current iteration, it will never have traction because it was born from commenting, from interacting, from like every person who thinks about you creating YouTube videos today doesn't think, I am so excited to get on the Xbox. They think, I'm so excited to get on your mobile phone or your computer. And they're not going to, and that changes the way content is made.
Yeah, I see, but I think that's the mistake that we're thinking of as content creators. Think about the YouTube audience. It's big, but we're a fraction, and I want to repeat that, a fraction of the TV viewing audience.
You're right.
The TV viewing audience is insanely bigger, and so if they set lean back up to reach the everyday family who's just want to sit there and watch a playlist of cool videos,
and you know this is perfect for a playlist of Jimmy Kimmel.
Exactly. You know. This is not geared towards us.
You're right. Okay? You're right.
We'll be on a computer. But at the same, it makes me think as a creator, we really need to think about how we. You know, remember we used to always say, "Hey, make sure you click here. Make sure you click here. Do that." If more people are watching on mobile and TV, that's confusing language for them. We almost have to always think about how do I want to present the video, because people might watch it on TV. They can't click anything.
Yeah.
So I mean. It's good.
It kills the outro slate title. You know, where there's a 15-second thing you got to wait for, and you could click on any of those annotations. If you were really worried about your sit down experience, you'd kill that immediately.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad we're finally disagreeing on something.
Yeah,
because it's good to see both points of view. I see the TV thing as being huge, and that's kind of one of the hidden things they've been trying to work on. Remember, they tried to do with Google TV, and that kind of failed. So this Chromecast is a nice way to slip that in. Remember, they want people to sit down and watch YouTube as long as possible. And if you're on a Chromecast and you queue up 20 videos, they love that.
Yeah.
You know, then you're on the site.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have electronics that have ever broken?
I have.
Yeah? Have you ever tried to fix them yourself?
You have.
Sometimes
I try to, but I give up because I'm not as skilled as some other people.
Right. So I want to talk about iFixit at the moment. They're a sponsor for today's episode. iFixit is the amazing resource, which you probably know from their teardowns. But what a lot of people don't know is that iFixit has amazing repair guides for over 10,000 different gadgets. This can range from your computer, your tablet, your game console, to even your home appliances, or maybe even your bike. It's like having a free online repair manual for everything. So along with these manuals, of course, you need a device to pry open that device and actually fix it. And that's why they also will sell you the ProTech Toolkit. And I happen to have one right here. And it's full of all sorts of stuff. You jump in. It's in this nice carrying case to make sure things don't fall out. Once it's closed, it feels very, very secure. You have all sorts. You have spudgers. You have these tweezers that have a nice coating so you won't cause electronic shock to your devices. You have even tools for prying things open. But this is my favorite part, is a 54-bit driver kit. And this includes tons of different bits for getting in and repairing your devices. We have Phillips bits, Pentalo bits, Torx and Torx security bits, tri-wing bits, and even triangle bits. Triangle bits are made for fixing those McDonald's toys, if you were wondering. It has a really cool precision driver along with that as well. This kit here only costs $64.95, and it has everything you need to start getting into your gadgets and repairing them. And best of all, of course, once you get this kit, you have all of the repair guides for free at iFixit. And if you're thinking like me, I have a few dads that I have to buy for Christmas, a few gadget guys, this is the perfect thing to get them for Christmas, and it's just it fits like a glove. So I have a special offer for you. You can head on over to iFixit and visit for yourself at iFixit.com/twit, and you can check out some of these step-by-step guides. If you want, they sell every part and tool you will need, and if you enter the offer code TWIYT at checkout, you can save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. That's at iFixit.com/twit and use the offer code TWIYT to get that free $10 on a purchase of $50 or more. And we thank iFixit for their support of This Week in YouTube.
So not to start a war, but there's some people who have bought PS4s who could have used that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because a lot of them had some hardware issues or HDMI not working.
Yep. In fact, we had them tear down a PS4 live on Twit a week ago, and they used this driver set to do it. So it works, folks. It absolutely works. Right.
But yeah, I know I started a war there. So in order to not have any more wars, let's talk about Google Plus and YouTube again.
Yeah. How about that? You know, everyone loves Google Plus and YouTube together.
That shouldn't cause any war. No, but seriously. Now, consider this, Chad. Once you connect your YouTube account, everything is connected to your Gmail, YouTube, your chat, everything, right?
Right. Google Plus is now basically the portal for all these services.
Yeah, it makes sense. So what if you're a popular YouTuber putting up your account and everything, mm-hmm. but somebody looked at your Google Plus page and they said, wait, that's my name that he's using. He's an impersonator, an imposter. And they flag it, and so Google takes that down. But in taking that down, they take down your whole Google account.
So you can't chat YouTube. In Hangouts. You can't upload YouTube. You can't talk. You can't. YouTube will not send emails to your circles or to people.
All of that is gone. And guess what? That happened to a YouTuber named Dutch Sense. He found himself without a YouTube account after someone anonymously flagged his account,
and it worked.
Yeah, so this was on Mashable, and it was just showing how this is actually a big flaw.
You too, folks, can take down a popular YouTuber's page, destroying their financial security and ruining their day.
Thanks, here's Google how. Plus. Yeah, yeah. He had no prior complaints or strikes from YouTube. He's never received any notification. It just kind of happened. And he mentioned when he tried to reinstate it, then a photo ID was required. But guess what? He was using a username. So his username is not on his photo ID, so they couldn't prove it was him.
Wow, like me, OMG Chad.
So it was just kind
of... I'm to change my name to OMG Chad, legally.
So first thing I was thinking when I saw this is like, okay, this is one of the reasons... Like, I'm glad I'm verified because
I'm... Yeah, I was about to say, what can you do to stop this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can request verification, number one. The problem is when they forced YouTubers to get Google Plus and connect it all together, they should have automatically given each YouTuber a verification.
Right.
That would have stopped them.
Or at least gone through a second step. Like, I think they like to kind of keep that little check mark, that verification check mark hostage to only, like, bigger people. I don't know. That's just my perception.
Yeah.
But at least do some sort of verification so you don't run into this issue.
Yeah.
So it's like I was here first. Thanks.
Yeah. So, you know, he's still getting it worked out. Like I said, you know, not all of the people on YouTube have the privilege of knowing someone at Google. So I can see why, you know, that's a big deal. Like, you know, if it happened to me, I can get it back up. But the average person would just be stuck. Just like if their AdSense was spam, you know, people kept clicking their ads. Most people cannot get their AdSense back because they have no recourse. So it's kind of a scary situation. And I hope Google and YouTube heard about this and is quickly going to fix that because that's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, part of me is like, I don't want to report on this because I don't want people to do that to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to let anyone know that this is possible.
We can get yours back up, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. It's scary. And, no, I guess increasingly we're going to see things like this because, you know, so the trolls are, they can't comment as well as they could. So here's another way for them to get their kicks off. It's like, hey, you know, they're going to kick me out of comments. I'm going to show you all. I'm going to take down your YouTube. And so I kind of knew this was going to be part of the problem when it connected everything together. Because think about it. Let's say you're a troll and you know, you're a troll on YouTube, but you have a robust Gmail and all this other stuff. I think you're going to think twice about being a troll because then your whole everything would then go down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was
or at least you're going to focus on creating a fake name for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, you know, you're risking everything.
Now, YouTube is taking some steps to stop a little bit of I would say misbehaving on YouTube, and they put out a blog post that says, thinking about buying YouTube views or buying views.
Let's find out how.
And like, oh, yeah, I am. I was thinking about that. Do you have any links to some resources? No, that's not what. So they mentioned that they are going to start cracking down a little bit more on YouTubers who are purchasing views. And just like from a personal standpoint, I am so glad. I'm so glad because there's been people who it's so obvious that they are purchasing views and it just feels.
I think it's sad.
It is sad.
It's like, oh, I got 100,000 people watching my video, even though 10 people watched it. You know, it's like, don't you sit there at night and just think, wow, I'm a loser.
And if you are actually going to try to grow your audience, to actually have an audience like us, part of that is putting out regular content. Are you going to buy views on every single one of your videos? Because there's going to be like a weird, like that one has 100,000 views, but none of the other, all the other ones have 300.
That's what you can figure out.
Yeah.
And then some people are silly enough. They'll buy the views, but they won't buy the ratings or the comments. So it's skewed off. You have 100,000 views. You should have a certain amount of ratings, a certain amount of comments. I could tell really easily.
It's kind of obvious. Sometimes, like I was looking at one, it was an hour and a half long video, and 33% or no, it was over. I think it was 45%. It was a huge percentage. It was all mobile views. I was like, I don't think someone is going to sit there for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and it was like 30% from, or you know, 15% from Reddit, 15% from Facebook, 15% from such and such, 15% from public.
Exact.
And it was like, this doesn't seem. Anyway, it's pretty obvious. YouTube is letting you know that they could be, stomping on that in the future, and this could include things like removing your videos or, tagging your channel closing your account. And then kind of take some steps that are pretty much basic that you would say is like, if you're considering a third party service, proceed with care and find out how they intend to promote your content. Ask where your videos will be promoted. Ask about transparency and data analytics. Ask about target demographics. Ask if they require video views in return for access or services. So they're also saying this may have happened to you without knowing. You hired a third party to help promote your video, but you didn't know you were directly buying views. Make sure that you're not directly buying views.
Yeah, I've had a couple of friends who have we have brand deals, and the brand we weren't working directly with the brand, but you know, they had a third party marketing company, and so they told them, hey, this has to have certain amount of views, and so if we don't get it, you know, the views suddenly like appear in there, and we never know if they're buying them or if they're doing marketing through YouTube, like maybe promoted videos, which YouTube definitely wants you to do because that's more money for them, or they're at making TrueView pre-rolls. So you really want to ask, because you know, if your account is shut down, you're not going to accept, oh, well, this company did it for me, I didn't know. They said the responsibility is on you. So, you know, even when you're doing brand deals, you want to make sure that you're checking it out very carefully.
So next week's article that we'll be talking about is how you can buy views for someone else's videos to get their YouTube channel shut down.
Oh, and you know what's funny about this whole thing? You know who they should be really sending this to? They should be sending it to Universal and all these other big companies that clearly buy views for Rihanna videos, or Gundam Style was clearly bought it. It was clearly bought it, and everyone knew it, and they got caught, and all YouTube did was slap them on the wrist and took those views away. That's why they weren't showing up in search for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
But these big companies, like these music companies, they'll bot all the time. But they know they're so big, they're just going to get a slap on the wrist. And by that time, the damage is done. The video has gone viral because it's perceived as having a lot of views. So that's who they need to be going after primarily, because it's frustrating as a regular YouTube person uploading to see all these views suddenly get on all these videos. And it's like, I don't think that many people watched it that fast in 3 hours.
Right.
And the music industry is the biggest culprit.
Right.
I'm telling you from inside information.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I should be more skeptical when I see those.
Well, they should stop it.
Yeah, well, that too. let's also talk about our second sponsor for this episode, Shutterstock.com. With Shutterstock, that's a place that you will find images and videos for your next project. That project could include your website, a publication, an advertisement, a video, of course, or any other type of project. And at Shutterstock, you can find over a million high-quality stock video clips. This includes 2D, 3D, animation, motion graphics. They have tons here at Shutterstock. They review each video individually for content and quality before they add it to their library. So you won't get a crummy video because someone's actually looked at that and decided to add it to your library. You don't have to wade through junk. And of course, in the world that we live in, people are working in teams. You need to be able to collaborate when you're choosing assets for your next project. So sign up for an account and you can find the videos that you're looking for and then save them to a clip box. Then you could either access these later at any time or share them with your team members so that you can sort of see what type of feel you're going for in your project. You can choose between just an individual clip or a video pack. They have video packs available. So don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Head on over to Shutterstock right now. You can create a free account. There is no credit card. You don't need to give them a credit card. Just start using, save things to your clip box so they know, you know, which account to add it into. And then if you decide that you do want to purchase, if you use the offer code TWIYT1113, that's for the 11th month and the 13th year, new accounts will receive 25% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. And so for that 25% off new accounts, use the offer code TWIYT1113 to get that nice little nudge from us. And we thank Shutterstock for their support of This Week in YouTube. You should use it for your next creative project.
Yes, that's something you can buy legally, guys.
Yes.
Buy those images and videos.
And that will make your content better.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, just
see
buy
what the show does. We're a resource for you. Okay,
right.
Just like this link that we're going to resource you about five YouTube video optimization tips, and so versus us giving you one,
you get five. You get five for the price of one, folks.
It's amazing.
This is from Search Engine Watch. Yes. We can jump. It's funny. They showed this graph, and I was actually more mesmerized by this graph here of YouTube views over time. This is. Have you ever seen a video graph this perfect?
It's beautiful. It can't be real.
It can't be real. Like how is that curve so perfect?
Yeah,
I don't understand. And then it drops off and no views afterwards. None.
Yeah. I think they were just making an example here.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, some of the tips that they talk about is content pretty is... Obvious. So, say again?
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying it's pretty obvious.
Content is all powerful, so make sure that you're actually making a video that people are going to want to watch. Then they get into tagging and titles, and that, of course, Google can't actually watch your video that you're making. You have to let them know what's in the video and be appropriate. Don't use spurious tags because if you use those external tags, YouTube now doesn't care quite as much about the amount of views you have on a video. They care more about watch time. So let's say someone comes to your video expecting to see Katy Perry. They come in, they click through, and they notice there is no Katy Perry there, and they click away, not watching your video or only watching 5 seconds of your video. YouTube now uses that as a demotion tool. I mean, I'm speculating that they're demoting you.
But no, they do. That's exactly
they
it.
Do. Okay, yeah, so they could take it as this is a negative video. People are coming in, they're not finding the content, and then they're leaving, which is bad for your video. So make sure you keep your tags appropriate and you keep people watching. If your video could be 3 seconds long, keep it 3 seconds long because you don't want someone to join in, notice that you have zero content, and then just bounce out.
Yep. And yeah, the titles, I just noticed it's so crucial because there's so many more people watching YouTube now. You want to make sure your title it's catchy, so mm-hmm. people can watch it, but not so catchy that it's like illegal or it's like deceptive. So you have to be. It's a fine line that you have to market yourself, but you definitely want to be truthful when you do it.
Right. Next, I was really interested about this one. This is closed captioning. By adding closed captioning to your videos, of course, you make your video more helpful to people. And I started noting this a lot because Roberto, a fan of This Week in YouTube, of your channel, my channel, Justine's channel, Amy's channel, everyone's channel, closed captions all of his videos. And I'm fascinated by this. Like,
I know you. Doesn't YouTube do it automatically, or do you have to like put in a transcript manually?
I know they have
the auto.
They have the auto thing. That's available. It'll try to detect. It does not work nearly as good. But Cuba, okay. if you catch that reference, Leo said something bad, and on NSFW they used the translation tool to see what he said, and he said "but Cuba" instead of a foul word, perhaps.
Got it.
So yes, it gets it wrong a lot. And also, I originally came from a background where I was at a summer camp, and access to everyone was our top priority. So we made one of the first accessible websites to really work hard on accessibility. And so closed captioning is kind of close to my heart, that I want everything to be very, very accessible. I just wish that I could pay someone like $10 a video and they would close caption everything, or like $5 a video and they would close caption everything.
Yeah, that sounds nice until you realize that not every video you'll make that back.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate, but I'm hoping Google's tools get a lot better. You know, because we have fans like Roberto and others who are legally blind or have other disabilities, and mm-hmm. you want to extend your reach as much as possible.
In my experience, it's not that hard to be more accessible to users, and it really helps. I love keeping captions on when I can. Okay, so moving on, call to action at the end of the video. Many people know about this. This could be done using an annotation or some other, comment below if you want. They go more into annotations about, places to put them on your video, sort of sections of your video, which I thought was really smart.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this goes back to, that's nice, but when 50% or more of your views are coming from mobile,
yeah,
how useful is this?
Yep.
It looks cute on the video, on desktop, but you can't see those on mobile. So I know they're working on annotations for mobile, and I don't know how the heck they're going to do it on TV. That'll be interesting.
Right. And they mentioned, your YouTube channel trailer. Playlist IDs or playlist URLs, which I think is the smartest thing in the world, because if someone shares a playlist URL when I just click it, they're linking me to inside of a playlist. So once I'm finished with my video, I'm automatically going to start the next video. And I love these things. Like, not only is it good for viewers, but just as a viewer, like, not only is it good, helpful for creating more views for a creator, but as a viewer, I love the I was bashing the lean bag experience before, but I love the just like, keep playing, mm-hmm. keep playing. I'm loving your content. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Come on. Next video.
So check this out. I want to, you went too fast on channel trailers.
Oh, I did.
I wanted to
say
something on it.
No, channel trailers. I haven't heard it before.
Here's the thing. I had a meeting with someone from YouTube on Tuesday, and I'm retracting from a few weeks ago. Roberto got on me, said when we didn't agree that channel trailers were important. I actually found out they're quite important. You can make a trailer automatically, which I didn't know you can do, where YouTube goes through your videos and like takes clips out and will try to decide for you it's not that great, but they encourage you to make one because it really helps categorize what your channel does. So if you do gaming and vlogging like you want to encapsulate that into the trailer. So like they kind of convinced me that it's a thing that we need to do. So I'm going to try to have one professionally made. I'll have my network do it.
Mm-hmm.
He convinced me. I'm going to retract that. I'm still not convinced that it's going to give you a whole bunch of subscribers, but I think there has to be something there that tells people what you are. And the reason is because the about page is hidden. You can't go to the main page and see automatically what I'm about. unless I have it all in my banner. Right. You don't know who I am.
I guess for me, I'm still so view hungry that I want that to continuously change, because whatever's there gets more views than any other video. So if there's a video that I'm kind of like, really, it only got 100 views, I'll stick it there for 2 days and then I'll get like 300 views. Maybe that's bad. Put my worst content up on the channel trailer.
So this will be a link that we'll have available in our show notes that our wonderful guy does.
There is more information than what we covered here.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So check that out. This is really good information, though, especially if you're just starting out and just want to optimize a little bit. That's why it's called optimization tips. I don't know why I said that. It's pretty obvious what it is.
And what have you been up? Last week you were out and you got a little sick. What did you do last week on YouTube?
Well, not much. On Friday I did, which I never do unboxings, but I decided to do one for the Xbox One. So I did an unboxing video on Friday for that, so people could check that out. Because it's very interesting, because I do it in a very non-professional way, because I just don't care. I just don't like unboxings like that.
Right.
I did my second episode for the Mashable show, Socially Awkward, and that's going really well. It's on a YouTube channel. People are loving that. And so I've been keeping busy with that. I'm going to tease a video for Tuesday. Ooh. That I've been working on all week. It is a special video for Nintendo that I was asked to do along with 30 other people, or 29 other people. And that's going to release on Tuesday. And it's a sketch. And so it's one of my first ones on my channel. So it'll be interesting. Make sure you tune in Tuesday for my my Nintendo video.
Awesome. Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, that's all I've been working on as of last week. That and the Xbox. I've gotten no sleep. So after I eat today, I'm out of here. But what did you do besides? You did like 100 videos this week, right?
Oh my gosh! So going into Austin tomorrow, which is the reason we're recording early. So yesterday alone I did 7 videos, So anyway, trying to do the video every day thing, it's so difficult. But we did on the channel last week, we did some hilarious stuff. First, I did some PvP with some friends for the first time. And then for my vlog, I'm still doing the vlog jar idea, where you can submit ideas to the jar. I pull one out and then I do whatever is written on that piece of paper. And anyone can write in and add stuff to the vlog jar. I pulled one out that said, eat something weird or tell a story about eating something weird. So I went through my house to try to find the weirdest thing, and then inadvertently ended up doing the cinnamon challenge because I didn't have anything weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was pretty interesting. Funny, I'd say.
Oh, it is.
So if you want to watch me basically get close to throwing up on camera, you can go ahead and do that at youtube.com/OMGChad.
So dangerous stuff.
It didn't kill me. Ish, I don't think.
It made you stronger.
I'll just get cancer later.
Yeah, exactly. All these cinnamon challenge people are going to be paying for this in like 15 years.
Right, right. So. I was more amazed that I said, okay, Google, what is a cinnamon challenge? And it answered me in the video. I was more amazed by that. Mm. We have one thing that we want you to do, and that's head on over to twit.tv/survey. There we were putting together we have a survey for you to do. And we just kind of want to know more about you. This helps us, you know, curate content for you. You answer a few questions. It is kind of a trek. I would say put it on right before you start another podcast and to get through that survey. But that's twit.tv/survey. If you want to let us know a little bit more about yourself and about your viewing habits, so that we can make things easier on you in the future. You can also subscribe.
All right.
You can also subscribe to this show at youtube.com/TWIYT. If you want all of our videos delivered to you, that's last week. I don't know when that was. That was, I love how that says never watch an ad again. And then it starts with the pre-roll. Great titling on our part. We record this live about every Monday. This week we're doing a little bit weird at live.twit.tv at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. And that about wraps it up.
All right. I'm going to go get some food and then collapse.
I'm going to go to Austin, Texas for Thanksgiving.
Are you going tonight?
Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Tomorrow. Okay. I was going to say, wow, you're really pushing it tonight, buddy.
Yep.
Just looking at what time it is.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, dude, have fun in Austin. Happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your time with your family. I'm not going out of town because my family is actually going out of town. So if I go back to Chicago, no one will be there. So
you just show up. You're like, hey guys, I'm here. Oh, I guess I'll make some Hot Pockets.
That was my dinner a few years ago. So, but yeah, I'm gonna be with some really good friends here this week. So it'll be a good day.
Awesome.
So yeah, have fun, man, and enjoy. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. And to the audience, enjoy your Thanksgiving as well.
Awesome. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.